Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
After our jaunt into the Brazilian jungle, Rio looked lovelier than ever. And after the piranhas, the monstrous little fish, the local taxi drivers didn't seem quite so murderous. I said goodbye to the reckless Hetty Fitzhenry, for the time being, then phoned Sir Giles Davenport's apartment. But he was not in his flat, so we went round, let ourselves in, and Angelo insisted that Sir Giles had left under most unusual circumstances. He insisted also that one of the people involved in his absence was a friend of mine, Faye Corelli, the ravishing French-Italian dancer.
It is beyond all question, Senor Carson. It is the senorita.
Mademoiselle.
I care little for such titles. To me, senor, these women with whom you surround yourself are the human version of the dreaded piranha.
So you said once before.
With all due respect, senor, to your tastes and accomplishments. But his excellency has vanished, and I know that he has left against his will.
Steady on, old chap. How against his will?
His cane remains there, close beside the door.
I'm sorry, Angela, but can't see how that proves he went against will.
Excellency never leaves this apartment without his cane.
Never forgets it?
Never, senor.
Not even when he's excited, in a hurry or some such?
Never.
So this is the first time he's ever gone out and left his cane behind?
No, senor.
Then what the blazes?
Permit me to finish, please.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There was one previous occasion.
And that?
His Excellency was engaged on another matter of a secret nature for the nation of his birth. He was obliged to leave with strangers who produced guns and accompanying threats. He left it then.
I see.
Senor de Cane, it is almost a sign that he has been obliged to leave once again in a similar fashion.
Yes, but how does Faye Corelli come into it?
I have told you, senor. From my ancestors, I inherit an unusual nose for scents and perfumes.
And the perfume you detected in this room belongs to Miss Faye Corelli?
See. I'm certain.
How can you be certain, old chap? You've never met the dear girl.
That makes little difference, senor.
Huh? How so?
I've been introduced to the perfume by you, senor.
Afraid I don't follow.
I detected it on your person after you had returned from a rendezvous with this person.
I see what you mean. You don't miss much, huh?
From His Excellency, I have instructions to watch over you in the manner of a guardian angel.
Well, you're not doing so bad, old chap.
It is my desire to do well.
So, I'd been out with the Lissom Fay when you were first introduced to the perfume, eh?
See?
Yeah, I seem to get a faint whiff of it myself. Possibly imagination.
To me, it is of unmistakable strength.
Oh, not doubting that for a moment. Except I have acquainted myself with other young ladies in this town.
Of that I am aware. The young lady of the fashions who so mysteriously died.
Paquita. Yes, poor child.
And the one who is tall and fair and of a cold manner.
Helena Jansen.
Indeed.
Yes. Yes, I recollect a certain fragrance surrounding her, now you come to mention it.
This is the perfume of the senorita who performs the dancing.
Oh, well, then we'll settle for play. And now, just in case something has happened to Sir Giles, let's get cracking.
There are certain avenues through which I am able to inquire. It would be wisest, however, if I proceed alone. The quarters of the city to which I allude are not of the most savory.
Well, go ahead. Meanwhile, I'll drop into a certain night spot where Faye does her act.
El Rocco?
Sir.
You desire, perhaps, that your entertainment should be troubled?
Tis at any time up to point. No. Simply want a question, Faye.
I'm not sure that such a thing is wise.
Risk, perhaps, but if Faye was up here, then we must know for certain. She'll be there now, so we'll be getting on our respective ways.
What is it, Enor? Something outside?
Yeah, way down on the other side of Boulevard. Seems someone else interested in this apartment. Been looking up.
Of course. But let us hasten into the next room. It is from there that His Excellency and myself have made our observations when such attentions have been bestowed upon us in the past. Come, senor. You find this better, senor?
Much.
It is indeed upon this apartment that he fixes his eyes.
So, you know the chap at all?
From here we are very high. It is not as if this one takes up his stand near to the lighting of the street.
I just thought you might. But look now.
For what?
He was caught in the headlamps of a car for an instant.
Indeed, but that does not help me.
It helps me, though.
You know this one, perhaps, in order?
So, light has seemed familiar from the start. But look again. It's the same chap that Roger Deauville and I saw the night we were commandeered.
When a stranger rides in the back of the car, unknown to you, and then escorts you to a lonely watch house?
Same fella.
This indeed is most interesting.
Yes, managed to get away that night, but apparently this fellow still got notions. Said some of his associates wanted to question us.
Perhaps, Senor, it has already been arranged by this one that His Excellency is to be taken away from for the questions to be asked.
Exactly. But we're going to ask some. Marcello, we'll leave lights on, etc., then broach this fellow. Let's off. It was pointless going out through the front entrance, so we went right down to the garage where Sir Giles' gleaming Rolls was still parked. We decided that Angelo should drive out fast, with me crouched down, ready to spring out, then brake alongside this fella, grab him, bundle him in, then off for questioning. Howsoever, he got off to a flying start, had to chase him on foot, and I needed Angelo's help to hold him down.
I have him now, senor. I have him.
It took some doing, all right. Steady, old chap. Don't want to throttle him.
I would derive no small satisfaction from doing that.
Ease up. He's up, Angelo. We want a question.
I know this type. He coughs and splutters, but he is well able to answer. You'll speak as the senor instructs you. Understand, you insect? Understand?
See?
Proceed, senor.
Well, now. We meet again, though under somewhat different circumstances.
Senor, when have we met?
Answer, my friend. Answer.
We have not met.
Easy, Angelo.
I have no mercy for him.
Let me refresh his memory. He left me and a friend locked in a watch house. We were to be questioned.
You recall that, my trembling shadow? You recall it?
See, indeed.
You display some sense at last.
Amigo, they were killing me with your hands.
It is true. The blood of my ancestors is now paramount in my veins. I see that you also descend from such stock. But it would seem your fine blood has turned to darkness. Answer again. For what purpose were your evil eyes cast upon the building almost opposite?
I beg of
you. Beg nothing of me. Answer.
Come along, old chap.
Senor, I...
Hold it.
What is the sound?
Siren. Police. Apparently someone spotted the struggle.
Quick. We take this one in the car of His Excellency and drive on.
No, not enough time.
I have driven my way out of...
No. Only one thing to do. Wait. No awkward with that fellow around. Better skip it, my friend. Understand that?
Indeed, senor. I think I do.
Senor, God, so we can't...
It must be done. On your way, fellow.
I have no desire to linger, my fine insect.
Why?
Let him go. We'll meet again.
It is to be hoped, senor. Though under different circumstances.
He will choke. Next time, he will choke.
Now, get that murderous look off your face, old chap. Police almost here. Best we're polite. They'll want some story. Our struggle had taken us well out of the range of the headlights of passing cars, but someone had spotted us first and contacted the police. I said the fellow was a stranger, that he'd thrown something at us as we drove past. Not altogether correct, but it served the purpose. Angelo drove me to El Rocco, then went about his side of the search for Sir Giles. I settled down at a table. Faye wasn't long spotting me, a divine creature.
Monsieur Bros, you are back.
Sir.
But when?
Well, practically just arrived. Couldn't wait to see you.
But you should not have come here.
Why? New interest in my absence?
No. I was so very greatly distressed when I hear you go on this business to watch the birds.
Must keep up with my hobbies, you know.
But you should not have come here.
So you were saying.
There are people who frequent this place that are not kindly disposed towards you.
It's time I found out who they are. Here, now?
Please, Monsieur Bruce.
Come, you must know.
They are the loud dressers.
Any number of them in this cellar. Which ones, precisely?
I cannot tell one from the other.
Strange.
Monsieur Bruce, it is only because I want nothing to harm you. I am so deeply fond of you. It broke my heart to discover you had left Rio.
Practically broke my heart to leave. But... how did you know I'd gone?
I made the visit upon a friend of yours.
Who? Roger Deauville?
No, the nobleman.
You mean Sir Giles Davenport?
Oui. Oh, he is so charming. And we have such a lovely long talk. Though, of course, I only want to talk about you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very nice for Sir Giles. But where was this?
At his apartment. I call upon him as I tell you. Oh, he was silly. Yes,
of course.
I call twice.
Twice?
Oui. First to discover where you have gone, and then to discover when you arrive back. He say, come again.
And the last call? When was that?
Last evening.
Yeah, might account for it, then.
What do you say?
Hmm? Oh, just talking to the pipe, dear. Habit of mine. How did you find him last evening?
He was so sweet. We had the cocktails together.
Cocktails? Interesting.
Monsieur Bruce, has the noble gentleman kept my visit a secret from you, perhaps?
Oh, no, no. So anxious to get here to see you, I didn't waste time contacting him. Oh,
but he will be so upset. You must go to him. And also, Monsieur Bruce, as I warn you, there are frequenters of El Rocco who wish you harm.
No, but who? Why?
Perhaps they are jealous of you.
Jealous of me?
Oh, they have observed that when you are here, I dance for no one else. I have eyes for no one else.
Ah, my dear, when you say such things, how can I possibly tear myself away?
Believe me, Monsieur Gros, you...
Hello? Someone's doused all the lights.
That is the signal. The signal.
For what, might I ask?
For these loud dresses to get at you.
Awkward in that case. Best I get out.
You will not get out by the front way.
Trapped, then.
There is only one way for you to escape. And only if the lights remain out for long enough. Hold my hand, Monsieur Gros. Only I can lead you to it.
It's all very confusing. It would seem Faye had paid her calls to Sir Giles quite openly. Angela was wrong, apparently. But my chance of telling him rested with Faye as she led me quickly through the pitch darkness. Trouble was still coming from many directions in Operation Death Ray.